Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, October the 16th, 2009. Yesterday, I published my weekly article for The Pep Letter, and the title of yesterday's article was Obstacle Illusions. Well, since I had a number of obstacles yesterday, I thought, hey, might as well just do a podcast. I mean, the info in the article was certainly timely for me. You know, there are times in life where you run into an obstacle, right? Sometimes they're little obstacles, and sometimes they're big obstacles. Yesterday seemed like a parade of little obstacles. My printer stopped working. Access to the online banking service for the company I'm working for shut down. I got notified that the mortgage company didn't pay the homeowner's insurance and they were going to cancel. And all of this and some other fun things too, which required me to make numerous phone calls. And then, of course, you sit there on hold listening to the music as you're trying to figure out how can you do something else and hold the phone in your hand. Blah, blah, blah. You know, life has its challenges, doesn't it? For you and for me. But with each of the things that came up yesterday, it was how I viewed them that helped me through them. Now, I know none of the things that happened were major. Well, they were major distractions, maybe, major inconveniences, but, you know, not as big as some obstacles can be. But nonetheless, they were simply obstacles. In our world today, because of the economic situations going on, many people are faced with big obstacles that weren't there a couple of years ago. Some are unemployed and looking for work. Others are being faced with foreclosure for their home. You know, those are real situations, but here's my question. Can an obstacle merely be an illusion? Now, an illusion is an erroneous perception of reality. Another definition is an erroneous concept or belief. Now, we all know what an optical illusion is, right? An optical illusion is an optical phenomenon that results in a false or deceptive visual impression. For example, when you look down the railroad tracks, the farther down the tracks you look, the closer the two tracks appear to become. Of course, we all know that in reality, they do not touch. And anyone that's not convinced can just simply take a walk down the railroad tracks. That is an optical illusion. It's a false or deceptive visual impression. It's something we see with our eyes that is really not true to fact. So could obstacles we face in life simply be illusions? Could they be obstacle illusions? Now, when I say obstacle illusions, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that what we face in life is not real. You know, just pretend that everything's fine. No, I'm not saying that. I mean an obstacle that gives you an erroneous perception of reality. You know, when you think about it, an obstacle itself cannot and does not determine anything. It is simply something that opposes or stands in the way or, like yesterday, holds up progress. But you know, far too many people allow obstacles to stop them completely. Suppose you were on a trip with your family, driving from one destination to another, and you came across some road construction that actually closed the road you intended to take. Does that obstacle mean your trip is over? Do you just give up, turn around, and go home? Okay, sorry kids, we have to turn around and go home now. Well, that's silly. But if you view that obstacle as ending your trip, I would call that an obstacle illusion. Why? Well, because your entire trip doesn't have to end just because of a road closure, does it? Now, you may have to take a detour and go a little bit out of your way. You may not get there as quickly as you anticipated. You may not get to see some of the scenery you had hoped to see along the way. However, your trip does not have to end. You can still get to your destination. You know, when it comes to life, there are many obstacle illusions that just stop people cold in their tracks. A roadblock pops up and some people just quit. They abandon their dreams and desires. Now, you and I both know that in life there will always be obstacles that pop up. However, regardless of the obstacle, what is most important is not the obstacle, but rather how you choose to see it. If you see it for what it is, just an obstacle, something that is only standing in the way, something that's just holding up your progress, then you'll be on your way to a solution. You know, being unemployed is indeed an obstacle that stands in the way of you living your life the way you want to. But how do you view it? I was laid off last December, and I didn't find a steady job until a few weeks ago. You can read more about that in the post, This Is My Story. But you know, during those 9 months, I refused to say I am unemployed. Rather, when the topic of unemployment came up or I was doing some public speaking, I chose to say I am in between careers. That's how I chose to view the obstacle that was presented me. You know, we can view obstacles as something that completely prevents us from pursuing the life we desire to live. Or we can choose to view obstacles as an illusion, meaning that the obstacle we see does not determine what our life will be. We can refuse to view the obstacle as something that determines our course in life. And when you view obstacles in that way, you become solution-minded rather than just succumbing to the obstacle. So don't feel that there's no way around and just quit and throw in the towel, or you've succumbed to an obstacle illusion. Be determined to succeed, that no matter what obstacle comes up, no matter what the unemployment rate is, no matter what shape the economy is in, you're not going to be stopped in your endeavors. You know, one night many years ago, one of Thomas Edison's laboratories burned to the ground. Few people would disagree with the fact that such a fire is a huge and, I might add, devastating obstacle. Well, the next morning, some of Mr. Edison's associates came to tell him about the fire, and they were pretty distraught and felt helpless, and they told him how terrible it was, how that many of their experiments were now lost, and they just didn't know what to do. His associates said, "Well, what should we do, Mr. Edison?" Well, Edison wanted to go and take a look for himself, and it's reported that his laboratory at that time was worth over $1 million. And he didn't have any sort of insurance to cover the loss. Well, after reviewing the damage, which totally devastated the institution, he turned to the men and said, "Let's clear it away and build a new laboratory." You know, successful people don't quit and throw in the towel. No matter what obstacle you're faced with, don't focus on the obstacle, but instead look for the solution. Stay determined, stay focused, and with God's help, there is no obstacle illusion that can ever stop you. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And by the way, I mentioned the PEP letter. Well, that's my weekly newsletter, and it's free. It's delivered right to your inbox every week. Information about signing up for the PEP letter is right over on the right-hand column here on the blog. And I even give you a free gift for signing up for free. It's my report called 9 Keys to Answered Prayer. And as long as we're speaking about free, anyone who subscribes to this blog, you get a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now, which is loaded with great content. So why would you want to subscribe to this blog? Well, you get each and every post delivered to you, either to your RSS reader or right to your email. You won't miss anything. And of course, it's free to subscribe. Information for subscribing to this blog is on the top of the right column. So let's see, it's free to get the PEP letter, and when you sign up for that, you also get the free report on answered prayer. And it's free to subscribe to this blog, and then you get a free lifetime membership to Enriching Your Life Now. Well, that's a lot of free stuff, isn't it? It sure is, and you're welcome to it. Enjoy it. Well, till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.